Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the Dictionary Podcast. I am so glad you've joined me for yet another episode. Yes, these are coming to your ear holes every single day. What? Yeah. It's one of those daily podcasts. I guess I should, maybe I should put in the description daily podcast so it'll actually come up when people are looking for daily podcasts. But nobody knows that this exists, so it's not going to come up. First is basic slag. B-A-S-I-C. Second word, S-L-A-G. It is a noun from 1869. A slag, low in silica and high in base-forming oxides. Let's start this over. A slag, low in silica and high in base-forming oxides that is used in the basic process of steel making and that is subsequently useful as a fertilizer. Now we have basic training, noun from 1943, the initial period of training of a military recruit. So before almost the end of World War II, they didn't have basic training? Or maybe they just didn't call it basic training. What did they call it? I don't know. Now we have basidiomycete. This reminds me of a... one of the short little pieces in my bloopers episode, which is in my Patreon, if you want to become a $5 member, please go give me $5 a month and you can get exclusive episodes, including the current two exclusive episodes. And one of those is a blooper episodes where I, oh, actually, no, it's not up in this one. It'll be up in another one where I, for some reason, say the word basidiomycetes. Maybe it was a synonym or something. I don't know. Anyway, this is basidiomycete, B-A-S-I-D-I-O-M-Y-C-E-T-E. It is a noun from 1899, any of a group of higher fungi that have septate hyphae and spores borne on a basidium that include rusts, smuts, mushrooms, and puffballs, and that are variously considered to comprise a class, a subdivision, or a division. Oh, boy. All right, so what do I have to say? So they include rusts, smuts, mushrooms, and puffballs. That sounds like something from Willy Wonka or funny character names. I don't know. Rusts and smuts. Let's see. They also... So there are various... there was the class Basidiomycetes. The subdivision is Basidiomycotina, and the division is Basidiomycota. And then basidiomycetes is an adjective. This is from the New Latin basidium plus the Greek mycete or mykes, which means fungus. It is akin to the Greek myxa, which means mucus. And there's more at the word mucus. I bet all of you love that word. Now we have basidiospore. It is a noun from 1859, a spore produced by a basidium. This reminds me that there's a new documentary. Is it called Fantastic Fungi? I think it might be. I heard that it was in a very small movie theater near me, and I really wanted to go see it, and I didn't get a chance, and I'm sure it's not there anymore, but I saw a trailer for it. And it looks absolutely beautiful and fascinating, and fungi are amazing. And I probably already talked about that on this podcast. I can't remember. All right, next we have basidium. It is a noun from 1859, a structure on a basidiomycete in which karyogamy occurs followed by meiosis to form usually four basidiospores. A structure on a basidiomycete in which karyogamy, K-A-R-Y-O-G-A-M-Y, in which karyogamy occurs followed by meiosis to form usually four basidiospores. Next is basify. It is a verb from circa 1849. Transitive definition. That's the only one we got. To convert into a base or make alkaline. Basification is a noun. Now we have basil, B-A-S-I-L. It is a noun from the 15th century. One, any of several aromatic herbs of the mint family, especially the synonym sweet basil. And the genus for the aromatic herb is Osimum or Ocimum. It is O-C-I-M-U-M. I know usually when an I is after a C, it's an S sound, but sometimes in Latin it's not. Ocumum? I don't know. All right, number two, the dried or fresh leaves of a basil, used especially as a seasoning. All right, next we have basilar, or could also be basilar, could also be basilar, B-A-S-I-L-A-R. It is an adjective from 1541 of relating to or situated at the base. This is Middle French, basilaire, which is an irregular form of base or bez, which means base. Now we have basilar membrane, two words, noun from 1867. A membrane extending from the bony shelf of the cochlea to the outer wall and supporting the organ of corti or corti. Well, the cochlea is in the ear, so this is in the ear. A membrane extending from the bony shelf of the cochlea to the outer wall and supporting the organ of corti or corti. I don't know what the organ of corti is or corti, so I don't know. Okay, by the way, I just thought of this because I scratched my eyelid. There's some virusy stuff going around in the world, and I guess this is now as good a time as any. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure that you are clean. Make sure you, if you cough, see, here's the thing. These are things that I'm saying specifically now because of the coronavirus that's going around. Why I'm talking about this in the middle of an episode, I don't know. But these are things that people should be doing anyway, every single day. These are things that a lot of people do not think about. So I guess this is just an excuse for me to talk about this and for hopefully people to get clean, but I'll make this quick. When you sneeze or cough, do it into some sort of thing or into your elbow or onto the ground. People are very bad when they're sneezing and coughing. They just go right out into the air, or they do it in their hand. That is terrible. Or if you're going to do that, go wash your hands immediately. Every time you blow your nose, wash your hands. I don't care if you don't think it got through the Kleenex. It probably did. Go wash your hands. Wash your hands with soap every single time. After you go to the bathroom, wash your hands with soap. I don't want to sound like some weird germaphobe, but seriously, the way germs are... Hand washing is the easiest and most effective thing people can do to stop the spread of germs. Why aren't people doing this? It's crazy. Be conscious of where your particles are flying. All right, sorry. I had to get that off my chest. Okay, we are on basilian. It's like, okay, capital B-A-S-I-L-I-A-N. It is a noun from 1780. Also, when you come from outside, if you've been touching things, wash your hands. I gotta be honest here. I was bad. I learned a lot about this from my wife, and I still could be better, but like, man, the things that you touch every day that are just covered in nasty stuff is mind-boggling. When you start to think about it, you will start to wash your hands more. Don't touch your eyes. Don't chew your pen, which I do. Don't bite your fingers. Just be smart, man. All right. Sorry. Basilian, capital B-A-S-I-L-I-A-N. It's like a reptilian made out of basil. I don't know. It's a noun from 1780. A member of the monastic order founded by Saint Basil in the 4th century in Cappadocia. I'm going to just say that's how it's pronounced. And basilian is an adjective. Now we have basilica. It is a noun from 1541. One, an oblong building ending in a semicircular apse used, that's not the apse on your phone, it is APSE. A semicircular apse used in ancient Rome, especially for a court of justice and place of public assembly. Number two, an early Christian church building consisting of nave and aisles with clerestory and a large high transept. God, I don't know some of these words. From which an apse projects. Number three, a Roman Catholic church given ceremonial privileges. Basilican is an adjective. This is Latin from Greek basiliki, from the feminine of basilikos, which means royal, from basilius, which means king. Okay, now we have basilisk, B-A-S-I-L-I-S-K. It is the first form. It is a noun from the 14th century. One, a legendary reptile with fatal breath. Oh, fatal breath. And glance. What? Oh, legendary. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. A legendary reptile with fatal breath and glance. Number two, any of several crested tropical American lizards related to the iguanas and noted for their ability to run on their hind legs. Yeah, that's scary. Okay, so the genus name is Basilicus, of the family Iguanidae. We don't need to say the etymology. Maybe I can find a picture of this legendary reptile with fatal breath and glance. It just looks at you and you die. Now we have the second form of basilisk. It is our last word of this episode. It is an adjective from 1821 suggesting a basilisk. Synonyms are baleful and spellbinding, as in the eyes with all their blaze of basilisk horror. And that is from Bram Stoker. I'm assuming it is from Dracula, maybe? But I will have some time to look up where that is from. Okay, there are some good words in here, but I need to pick one of them as the word of the episode. Basidiomycete is good, all the fungi and stuff, but I'm going to pick basilisk, specifically the legendary reptile, as the word of the episode. Let's see, today is Pi Day. Do you know what Pi Day is? I'm specifically talking to you kids. You can eat pie. I would fully support that. But specifically, it is pi the number, 3.1415 something something something, and goes on forever. Also, it is Albert Einstein's birthday. I think it was his birthday or his death day. I don't remember, actually. I thought it was his birthday. So, yeah, celebrate Einstein, celebrate pi, which, if you don't know what it is, go look it up. It's a very important number in the math of nature. Would that be a good way to say it? Circles specifically. Yeah, I think that's all I got. Thank you. And this has been Spencer Dispensing Knowledge. Thank you and goodbye.